From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. A team of University of Illinois journalists recently traveled to Sierra Leone to report on the issue of period poverty. It's a global phenomenon. When women and girls don't have access to the products they need when they get their periods, it can cause a lot of shame and even prevent girls from going to school. This reporting was done in collaboration with student journalists in Sierra Leone. They're now working to produce a documentary on the topic. I'm joined now by two of the students who went on that trip. Noor Longhi and Maggie Canuti are juniors at the U of I. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Okay, to start, what are the biggest differences between what it's like to get your period as a girl in the U.S. versus in Sierra Leone?
A lot of women in Sierra Leone can't afford to buy the traditional disposable pads and tampons that we see here in the United States. So instead, they're using these reusable pads. But the biggest problem with that is that it's really hard to actually wash them properly. So they don't have access to that clean, safe water that they need to actually wash these products. And a lot of women can't even afford these reusable products. So instead, they said to us that they would opt to just use scraps of fabric or old clothes. But getting your period in Sierra Leone is also really similar to the U.S. in a lot of ways. I think women all around the world are all kind of united by this experience of menstruation. So one thing that one of the women mentioned was that when a girl gets her period in Sierra Leone, something that is told to them is, oh my God, congratulations, you're a woman. And that's something that I heard on my first period.
Another part of period poverty is getting education about sexual and reproductive health, which is like a big problem there. There's a lot of stigma around talking about it, and a lot of students won't receive that education about their periods or about sex. And there's a common problem, too, going with that, of girls that will stop going to school because they get their period because, like Nora's talking about, it's very hard for them to deal with it. And then they might miss that education or not receive it. And a really big problem in that country, too, is teen pregnancy. There's, like, really high rates of that. So combating that would be, like, getting that education. So a lot of those girls, young girls, didn't get that education. So they do become pregnant. And then it becomes hard for them to deal with that, and they're shamed. And a lot of them will stop going to school because of that, too, along with getting their period. It might be difficult for them to go into school, which leads to them missing school.
You primarily filmed at two locations. Can you tell me about those locations?
Yeah. So the first one we filmed at is called Umentalk, which is Creole for woman talk, because they do speak to girls about becoming a woman. Like Nora was talking about that phrase. So they're an NGO, and they produce reusable menstrual pads. They sew them and distribute them to schools around Sierra Leone, more locally in Freetown. And they work with these schools. They produce the pads, bring them, and they not only distribute these kits of these reusable pads, but they also give them an education, like I mentioned before, about what their period is in depth. They go into their calendar, and then they also give them education about sex.
Yeah, and then the other location was a school called Education for All. There were children of so many different ages, so there's not really a specific grade range or age range. And Education for All is one of the schools that Umentalk actually brings products to and talks to the students about periods with. And there we actually got to see and hear a lot of student stories about their periods. And something that really jumped out to me was we talked to two female students, and they had really similar stories of them going to school for a period of time and then getting their period, bleeding through their pants or skirt, and just being harassed and yelled at and shamed. And this, like, traumatized them so much that they stopped going to school for so long. And both of their stories had them ending up at Education for All. So it's been a kind of a place where, you know, girls are uplifted about their periods. They don't feel that type of shame. And we got to see how that culture is playing out within a society that kind of puts a lot of shame on women.
Maggie, you also spoke to the founder of the school. She has a pretty compelling personal story. Tell us about her and what you learned about life for the girls in the school.
Yeah, so the founder, her name is Mamusu. We interviewed her, and she told us about herself and about the school. So first, she mentioned when we came there, she was very welcoming to us. She told us that all the kids at the school refer to her as mother, like they're her children. And she also mentioned during her interview that she takes in orphan children and raises them as her own. She says she doesn't differentiate between her biological and her orphan children. She loves all of them equally. And she lives on the school property, actually, and doesn't even take in a salary. We were asking her a lot about how children were handling their periods there. And we were there one day and we were filming when Umintok came to distribute the kits. So I was filming in the room where they were educating the girls and giving them their kits. And I remember I was leaving the room and Mamusu walked up to me and she was like, "Hey, come quick. A girl just got her first period," which I was like, wow. Because they just got their kits. Like, the timing was, like, really crazy. So I went with her. I had a camera. And the girl, they have bathrooms there. They're essentially squatting toilets. Mm-hmm. And I know they don't have, like, toilet paper and stuff like that. So they went over, and the girl was in the bathroom stall. And they had her kit, and they were handing her the stuff. And she had actually bled through her skirt. So they got her a new skirt, too. And then when she left the bathroom, she went over and talked to Mariatu, who was the woman from Umintok who gave them the education. And she was telling her, like, this is, like, totally normal. You shouldn't be ashamed at all. And it was just a really, like, beautiful thing to see all these, like, female role models helping this young girl so she doesn't feel ashamed and that she can go right back to class after this.
Noor, do you have an example of how your perspective shifted as a result of working alongside those student journalists in Sierra Leone?
Yeah, totally. I think one of the biggest things for me going into this that I was really concerned about was we are a group of really privileged American students going to Africa to film a documentary, and there is this long time, I feel like, stigma and perspective from American journalists or just Americans in general surrounding the developing world. And I was really scared to impose that perspective on these people. Mm-hmm. And I found myself having to catch myself when I was falling into those traps, like thinking in certain ways. And one example is we interviewed this little girl and we followed her day after school and what it looked like. And you know, I watched her and, like, right after school, she just got started on dinner and was, like, gutting these fish and cutting this chicken feet and making it into the stew outside. And it was really hot. Right after she's done making this stew, she goes to the well and is getting all these buckets of water and carrying it. And then she does her laundry. And I was like, oh, my God, like, thinking, you know, about my life. And I was like, that looks really hard. Like, in my head, I was like, that sucks. Like, I wouldn't want to do that. But I had to catch myself because when we talked to her, she was like, I love my life.
So I like living here and I love it here. I have time to study and I have time to play.
She was just really grateful that she was able to do all of these things that I feel like I take for granted. And, you know, who am I to look at a life and say, oh, poor them, just because it's different than my own. And definitely having the Sierra Leonean students there to put things into context and, like, open my eyes really helped me, like, catch myself when I found myself falling into that.
Noor Longhi and Maggie Canuti are juniors at the U of I. They're part of a team from the U of I Journalism Department that went to Sierra Leone to report on the issue of period poverty. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.